Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Michael Dermer is here. Michael's a new friend. He's the founder. He's a serial entrepreneur, as having been the founder and the president, CEO, and probably the original janitor at Incent One, which he sold a few years after he created it. And also the chief inventive officer at Welltok, and now president and CEO of the Dermer Group. He's the author of The Lonely Entrepreneur: The Difference Between Success and Failure is in Your Perspective. He's here to help us with that. Michael Dermer, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having me.
Lonely entrepreneur, my audience, when I say that, I can feel the heads nodding out there, can't you?
Well, I think that, you know, anybody that's been in that chair knows that while it's one of the most rewarding experiences, it also can be one of the most challenging. And, you know, understanding, recognizing that, that's, you know, kind of the nature of the beast, and then how do you change your perspectives to deal with that, I think is one of the critical components to being successful as an entrepreneur.
Right. Well, you know, I always said, one of the things I always told myself when things got tough is, if it was easy, monkeys would be doing it.
Right.
And somebody this weekend said to me, if it was easy, rich kids would be doing it, right?
Right.
I thought that was pretty good. So, okay, I want to hear a little bit about your background. When you became an entrepreneur to start with, what was on your mind? What were you thinking? Did you ever look in the mirror and say, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
You know, it was interesting. I was a corporate lawyer in New York City working for a large New York law firm, and I literally stumbled upon our business idea, which was to provide financial rewards for healthy behavior. And, you know, once you vet it a little bit and it kind of gets in your system, it's not optional anymore. And when you feel like you've come across that idea, it becomes kind of part of your blood. And from that point forward, it was a mission. I mean, our goal was really to try to fix healthcare.
So you took sick with entrepreneurship. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. I was infected.
It came over you.
It came over, right. It wasn't. What a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, entrepreneurship for many is like oxygen. You know, it's
right.
Not optional.
Right.
And so we built it up, built it from scratch. We're really the first company to do that. And Jim, at the time, rewards for healthy behavior were not only non-existent, they were mm-hmm. offensive to the healthcare industry. You know, mm-hmm. we were basically asking them to pay people who were being the least healthy. And that was quite offensive to them. So we were really swimming upstream for many, many years. Long story short, built it up over the course of about a decade and took a private equity investment right in the middle of the financial crisis.
Yep.
And what took us about 10 years.
So again,
to build.
I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
well, that's interesting. Yeah. Along with a little bit of bourbon along the way, after 10 years of building it up and watching it almost collapse, I really just took the view that, you know, it was up to me, and it was going to require the same kind of entrepreneurial spirit to kind of get us through it that got mm-hmm. us started. So
a gut check.
Right?
A gut check, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, a gut check. This is the man behind the book, and I want to get your thoughts on, I want to get your experience here, Michael, out on the table, because tell us what was going on when you were having those gut checks. What were you thinking? How were you, you know, how close did you come to folding it up, locking the doors? What was going on at that time when it was the toughest? Because everybody listening right now who was in business in those days, including me, had those days. Go ahead.
You know, Jim, unless you've really sat in the chair where you don't know if you're going to make payroll, you don't know what it's like.
Yeah.
And at that time, you know, the world was collapsing. You know, I used to say
customers
that,
were leaving, contracts,
everything.
Contracts that were on the table ready to be signed got thrown in the garbage, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some of our biggest clients, Washington Mutual, Countrywide Financial,
yep.
were bankrupt.
Yep.
And
yep.
what you really realize is you had to tap into the same entrepreneurial spirit that helped you create a business from scratch. And so, you know, one of the things that we all experience is, right, you're under this pressure. And how is it that you can have the type of perspective under that pressure? So even though bullets are flying over our head every single day, you really sit down and you go, you know, can I bring the same kind of creativity to solutions, which is the same creativity I used to create my business? And it's really hard, especially, as you know, Jim, at that time, when you'd read the Wall Street Journal and every day another company was collapsing. So grit and passion is one thing, but also how do you change your perspective in the midst of all that pressure to really come up with the solutions that help your business?
Don't you think that at that moment in time, it's not the tangibles, the capital, the products, the customers, the market, the conditions, the economy. It's not the tangibles that get you out of there. It's the intangibles. And to me, the big intangible is, did I believe in myself? What do you think?
100%. Because, you know, even now, and one of the reasons we wrote The Lonely Entrepreneur, there's no shortage of resources, right? The key is, the tangible we really believe is your perspective. You know, as an entrepreneur, if you feel like you're going in the right direction, right, everything just seems like speed bumps and you come up with solutions. If you feel like, and we've all had those days where you feel like you're going in the wrong direction, even the simplest of things become really, really hard. So we can all find new business plans.
Yeah.
It's really your perspective and those intangibles that make all the difference.
Well, and that's what your book is all about, is the perspective. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, what ends up happening as an entrepreneur is you're under the influence of what we call the four P's, pressure, passion, pleasure, and pain. And when you're under that influence, like I was during the financial crisis, you lose perspective. Things like, I have to do everything, right? And those perspectives, while they're very natural to develop under the perspective, they stunt our progress. So what The Lonely Entrepreneur seeks to do is to recognize that we're under that pressure and under the influence of those four P's. And then how do we change our perspective on a variety of the business issues so we can actually go back to our desk that day and kind of feel better and do better?
Are those four inevitable? Are they evenly distributed? Are they? Can you avoid one of them? Can you hold one off more than another?
Well, Jim, you've been there, right? Think about it. You have the pressure. You have no resources. You don't have capital.
Yep.
The passion is necessary, right? You wouldn't be there if you
had
the passion. The pleasure. I mean, listen. Nobody high fives each other at IBM when they win deals, right?
That's right.
When you win your first deal, your first customer,
right?
And then there's the pain. I mean, you're going to lose a lot of things along the way. So I think it's not so much that you avoid them. It's a matter of recognizing them and understanding the impact they're having on you. And then what do you do about it?
Well said. I want to talk about this some more with our new friend, Michael Dermer. Michael's the author of the book, The Lonely Entrepreneur. Mike, I need a website, please.
www.lonelyentrepreneur.com.
And, of course, it's available wherever books are sold. Michael and I will be right back after these messages, 20 after. Here's Santana to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.